Listen to this. Let me illustrate this for you. This was in the June 2006 issue of the North Valley Newsletter from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara. There's a piece in this newsletter, and this came to me, this newsletter. You know, you get on these people's mailing lists somehow, and they send you stuff all day long. How to lead children to Christ. This is from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California. How to lead children to Christ. And it goes through the different points of how to win a child to the Lord. This is point two. Point two, sin must be punished, for the wages of sin is death. Explain hell. Refrain from using frightening, offensive descriptions of punishment and hell. So if you describe the punishment and hell according to this man, you're being offensive. This is the guy who runs Junior Church at Treeburst Church up in Santa Clara. It says, refrain from using frightening, offensive descriptions of punishment and hell. Parentheses. These are children, after all. I can just hear his faggot voice saying it that way. These are children. Come on. These are children, you know. You dastn't mention hell and fire. Oh, shit. This guy needs a beating. Or put him on Ritalin or do something with him. Explain hell. Refrain from using frightening, offensive descriptions of punishment and hell. These are children, you know. Instead, focus on the worst part about hell. What? So don't talk about the punishment and offensive, frightening. Don't talk about anything scary. Talk about the worst part. Now look, if I were talking about the worst part, that seems like it'd be the scariest part. Like all the fire? Like you're going to be there forever? That sounds very scary. But listen to what he says. Instead, focus on the worst part about hell because you don't want to scare them. Like what sense does that even make? Focus on the worst part because you don't want to scare them. You don't want to offend them. And he says, focus on the worst part about hell, being separated from God. I mean, come on. The Bible says that God's in hell. That's what the Bible says. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. It says they'll be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. It says that they shall be tormented day and night with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Clear violation of Bible teaching to even teach that hell is separation from God when Jesus Christ is the one punishing you in hell. He's the one who made the place. He's the one who's there tormenting. Focus on the worst part. So don't talk about anything offensive about it like Jesus did. You dastn't talk about like the Bible did about the screaming, the gnashing of teeth, the fire and brimstone and the pain and torment and destruction. Just focus on the worst part. Separation from God. This is what I'm talking about. You think the kids who grow up in Sunday school teacher sodomites class, you think that they're going to grow up and you think that they're going to go to a hellfire-breathing damnation Baptist church? No, they're not.